We are doing Siddur HaKabbalah by the Meiri, and we had left off where the Meiri had explained the concept of Avraham Avinu keeping the whole Torah before the Torah was given. And now the Meiri continues and says, "V'chasher oshlema kavanato ayahu ben nun bet shana kmo shkatavnu." And when he had a full understanding, or as full an understanding as can be expected of God, when he reached, so to speak, philosophical, intellectual maturity, he was 52 years old. Now you remember, the Meiri had pointed out that Avraham Avinu was a child prodigy. At age 3, this kid was brilliant, and everyone was talking about his brilliance. So at 52, this genius reaches maturation. He's covered what there is to cover. 48 years later, when Avraham is 100 years old, Nolad Yitzchak bidmuto bitzalmo. Yitzchak was born. He looks like Avram, and he has the same Selem, whatever that means, as Avram. Selem literally means form. But who knows what that means. Nolad al birkav v'gadal b'chek hanagato. Yitzchak was born on Avram's knees. He grew up close to Avram. He grew up with Avram's teachings. Limdo yesher hanagotav alichotav. He taught him the straight and honest paths he was on and his way of leading life. Halichot Elim, Malki Bakodesh, the ways of God, the Holy King. And Avram taught Yitzchak the secrets of his wisdom, the secrets of Hashem's laws and statutes and Torah. So to Yitzchak gave it over to Yaakov, Yaakov gave it over to his kids. ובפרט מנה על זה לראש ולקצין הגימל בבניו הוא לוי. And specifically, Yaakov not only gave it to all of his kids, but he established the head of his children, the third of his children, and that is Levi. הנלווה לשם, Levi, from the word accompaniment. He, so to speak, is accompaniment, he goes with Hashem. Yaakov sets up, he says, one of my kids is going to have to be the family of leaders, religious leaders. So they're the ones who will serve before God and bless before God. About 38 years after Avram started spreading monotheism in the world, נתגלגל הדבר וירדו למצרים. Turned out the Jews ended up going down to Egypt. So the Jews are down in Egypt for 210 years. How many years did we spend in Egypt? 210.
It was like 400. And
how many years did we spend in Egypt? 210.
We left before
210. So you'll ask me, there was a prophecy about 400 years. That's a good question for a Thursday night. That land was desolate and void and darkness over the abyss. Eretz lo mitohara. Just as the world prior to creation was desolation, vacuum, void, so too Mitzrayim in spirituality was emptiness, darkness, desolation, and void. An impure, defiled land. Eretz megolala b'dmei ha'elilim. A land that was filth with the blood of the idols, v'shara emunot haraot al tachlit haroa, the most evil beliefs you can believe, Satanism, everything evil you could believe, that's what they were doing down in Egypt. Ve'hu bitul mitziuto yitbarach. Egypt was the epitome of a place that wanted to eradicate any memory of the Creator, blessed be He. Kedvar amul lemelech bli'al lo yadati et Hashem. Just as we know that king who has no yoke of heaven, he declared without shame, I don't know God. Lo yadati et Hashem. Moshe comes in and Paro says, I don't know any God. V'chazru rubam lesuram ha, chutz meshevet Levi. Most of the Jews, says the Meiri, most of the Jews left Judaism. They became pagans, except for the tribe of Levi, כמו שאמרו חז"ל, as our sages taught, מעולם לא עבדו שבט לוי עבודה זרה. The tribe of Levi never worshipped idol worship. So we have 210 years, and the Jews become steeped in paganism. And this is where we'll pick up tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem.